Mike Swayze here in Angoon, Alaska, beautiful Angoon, Alaska, inside the Kevin O'Brien Memorial Gymnasium set. For a tip-off here in just a couple of minutes, the Angoon Eagles versus the Skagway Panthers on the boys' side. And we saw a pretty entertaining early game this morning. The girls came out strong from Angoon and Skagway. Pretty tough competition. The Angoon girls looking pretty good. I got to talk to their assistant coach, Kevin Mitchell, a little bit at halftime. And he gave me an inside scoop, a couple of Cake players. We're traveling to Cake here for Monday and Tuesday night games. And a couple of those Cake players, it looks like they're not going to be able to play. I think we have an injury and an incident. So we'll see what happens when we get down to Cake. Traditionally, pretty tough opponent for Skagway, right? So we're looking forward to that road trip. We'll head out shortly after this game. Ferry leaves at 3. Wheeling in the creek, don't ride. Anyway, so and then we'll be traveling to Juneau, overnight in Juneau, and then leaving Juneau tomorrow afternoon heading for camp. So that's kind of our schedule here as the team prepare to travel around the Cape. But coming up in this game, what are we looking at between Angoon and Skagway? Well, a couple of players of note for the Angoon Eagles. Duncan O'Brien, the MVP of the Eagle Tip-Off Tournament. He can score from anywhere on the floor. And it's going to be a very tough matchup for Skagway and basically any team he plays against. He's big, and he's got a beautiful jump shot. Forrest Dean Braley Jr., another player that's all hustle. He's one of those guys that you see him on the street, you're like, he's not a basketball player. Then you see him on the court, you're like, he's a basketball player. And he's just really aggressive at the ball and got a really jump shot in his own right. And their point guard, Jerry Sibley. This kid's got a terrific handle. In fact, we watched him try and go in between the legs of one of the Skagway players. Didn't quite make it, but almost dribbled right through the legs of one of the Skagway players the other day in their blowout win. Angoon, a tough opponent for Skagway. Skagway got some things rolling in their last game against Thorne Bay. It started to look a lot tougher. Maybe that was due to the fact that they had a sixth player for a couple of quarters in that game. Kara White filled in for an Nielsen Danny Brady. Gave some of the players some rest. Brady, looking a lot better today. Rolled an ankle on Thursday night. But he's looking pretty spry today. So tip off, won by Angoon. And we are underway. First shot of the game, throwing up by O'Brien. Missed. Rebound comes down to Angoon. Another shot up. No good. O'Brien fights the rebound and gets it. And we're going to set up back on top. In fact, with the ball now, he runs in on the left-hand side, lays it up and in for the first score of the game. And Angoon is on top of Skagway, and he'll do nothing. Angoon has a pretty staunch pressure defense when they want to run it, but they have come out today and decided, no, we're just going to play that 2-3 zone. Skagway has had no answer for it in their previous meeting on Friday, on Thursday, so they're just not even going to run it right now. Ball goes down low. Shot up and no good by Nathaniel Hunter Skeek, and the ball goes into just like locker room. Out of the gym altogether, and the official's going to close. There's a fine play. It is Skagway's ball. Danny Brady set the inbound the ball. And an attack. Been named to the all-tournament team here for the Eagle Tournament Challenge, tip-off challenge. There's a stoppage of play on the court as Ackerman got tied up, and we've got Skagway ball. They're being called Skagway set back in their 2-3 zone, but it's their ball, so they don't need to be in it. Wyatt Belisle is going to inbound ball. Somebody to get open. It's Danny Brady. Danny Brady gets fouled, and he had a lane to the hoop as well. So that's just going to be side up Skagway, but that's a good foul for Angoon because Danny looked like he had a step on his defender and was about to take it to the hole. Marco in down the ball. Into Ackerman. Move to the left-hand side of the court. Kind of stopped up. He's triple teamed up at the top of the key, and a foul is called. As I mentioned before, a physical Angoon team. Bruisers. Multiple players were roughed up during their previous match on Thursday night after a long ferry ride to Skagway. They're kind of hoping that they can contain and just allowed a little bit of physicality in there. It is going to be Skagway ball, side out here, but we got a timeout by Coach Kent Fielding. He's going to try and set up some sort of offense. He's got a smile on his face as he's trying to get through to his team. Spacing is very important. You've got to be able to get open and continually move on offense. You can't just stand still. But Skagway, you know, at times it looks like they don't value the fill very much. They don't value the rock, the basketball. And at other times it looks like they're aggressive in handling the ball. And I talked a little bit with Coach Fielding about that, and he's exasperated about it. Like, I don't know why they're not valuing that basketball. And so it looks like today they come out, they're not making the crazy passes yet, and you know what? They're valuing that basketball. So Skagway making strides, you know. They've only been together as a team. They've got four basketball games now, and it's certainly helping out. Pass in, intercepted by Duncan O'Brien into the layup, and we've got a quick score, 4-0 now, Angoon over Skagway with 6:55 left to play in the first quarter. A little bit of pressure from Angoon. Colt Belisle has the ball, gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman dribbling against O'Brien, gets it back over to Colton. He's going to look at a 10-second violation. If he doesn't get over the half-court line, he does. Colton puts up his dribble. Gets it over to Danny Brady on the right-hand side of the court. Brady looking to get the ball down to Ackerman, but O'Brien steps into the passing lane, picks off the pass. Oh, a nice little crossover dribble by O'Brien. Driving into the lane and fouled on his shot attempt. He will go to the line for two. Just left his man standing still. Blew right by him. That was a beautiful crossover. He did the offense so far for Angoon. Sinks the first shot. 5-0 Angoon. 6:23 left to go to the first quarter. O'Brien, yes, related to both of the O'Briens from here. Boy, that's a good basketball family. Sorry, that's a little tough ball. Ackerman is set to the inbound after the second shot is made by O'Brien. Ball out of bounds off of Angoon, and yes, they have brought that pressure defense. They'll apparently run it in spurts. Coach James Wilson, young coach here for Angoon, got his team running some pretty solid play offensively and defensively. Lyle has the ball. Gets that pressure. He spins out of an attack. Gets it down to Ackerman. Ackerman tries to bring the ball into the inside. Swatted away by O'Brien. Ball picked up by Danny Brady. Brady's trying to get a shot off. Unable to get that shot off. And he's called for a travel violation on the baseline. Angry basketball. 6 minutes now to the first quarter. Pass goes over to Braley Jr. Braley Jr. launches up a three. No good. Colton Belisle comes down with a rebound. Outlets over to Ackerman. Ackerman bringing the ball over to the half court line with his left hand. Gets back over to Colton Belisle. Trying to set a pick for Belisle. Belisle decides not to use the pick. Dribbles over onto the right side of the court and is fouled by Braley. It will be Skagway ball out of bounds. Colton Belisle should call it. Trying to find a man, find his brother Wyatt. Wyatt dribbles over to the left-hand side of the court, picks up his dribble. You have four players from Skagway all kind of bunched together over there on the left side of the court. They got to spread out. They got to move. Gets down into Ackerman. Ackerman jumps. Jump shot. It's good. A ball fake and a beauty by Ackerman. Gets his defense up in the air, and then as they're coming back down, he rises up and knocks down a jump shot 15 feet on the baseline. 6-2 now the score, Angoon over Skagway. Braley Jr. gets the ball down low, blocked by Cook. They're going to call a foul on Cook. That looked clean from up in the booth. But down low, it says they got him with a little bit of body. Like a Cook, tough defensive player on the interior. They're looking a lot better than they did the last time they faced this Angoon team. On Thursday night, Angoon jumped out to a 25-point lead before Skagway even got the ball into the forecourt. Tonight, that is a different story so far. First free throw attempt by Braley Jr. up and good, and second free throw attempt coming. Second shot up and rattled around the rim and in. 8-2 now the score. And Coach called off the pressure for Angoon, so they're going to drop back into what looks like a half-court man-to-man set. Colton trying to dribble against Braley, gets the ball swatted away. Mike Cook picks it up. Is surrounded by Angoon players, gets it over to Ackerman on the left-hand side. Ackerman with a lane, he goes into the lane, throws up a shot, a running one-handed shot, is fouled on the play, and will go to the line to shoot two. And this is something that Skagway really wants to have happen, is to get Ackerman going early. It can score points. It's an unorthodox style, he uses, and talking to the coaches, no one sees anybody that plays just like him. But man, he's effective out on that court. Long, he's rangy, and he's got a nice jumper. A first free throw up from Ackerman, no good. It was named to the all-tournament team from Skagway. Skagway won a couple of trophies at the tournament this weekend. They won the sportsmanship awards, both the girls and the boys. Oh, there was a dance last night, and what did the boys and girls decide to do? Go to the dance? Nope, they stayed home and did homework. Pretty amazing, this Skagway team. Second shot by Ackerman is up and good, and now Angoon has the ball in the forecourt. It leads over to O'Brien, down to Braley. Braley looks all a beautiful caught by O'Brien, right down the teeth of the Skagway defense, lays it up and in. Nice little feed from Braley to O'Brien. 10-3 now the score with 4:37 with the first quarter. And with this ball, Ackerman has it. Nice jump fake. Off flash. No good. Gets his own rebound. It's fouled like five times. Gets the ball back out to Mike Cook, but no foul was called. And the ball comes down to Howard. Howard trying to bring it into the forecourt. Gets it back out to O'Brien, over to Braley. Braley has it on the right-hand side extended. Braley looking low to O'Brien, who sneaks in underneath the Skagway zone for an easy layup. Beautiful feed from Braley Jr. to O'Brien. You'll hear that combination mentioned a lot today, I'm sure. All right, Coach Lyle has front his man Braley off the pick set by Cook. Gets it over to the corner to Ackerman. Ackerman's jump shot up and good. 15 feet on the baseline left side. It is the Skagway offense so far. Angoon has the ball now. On the left baseline. Spins into traffic. Stolen. Stolen down low by Danny Braley. Ball comes over to hands Colton Bullock. Colton gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman's going to attack the top of the zone. He's just kind of dabbling and doodling out at the top of the key. He wants to blow by O'Brien, and he does. However, his pocket is picked by Sibley, and O'Brien comes up with the ball. O'Brien steps back with a 19-foot jump shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Pulled down by Braley. Braley gets the ball over to Belisle, who gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. And reset. Colton now has the ball in midcourt. And we've got a timeout on the court called by Skagway, although Coach Kent Fielding looking like he didn't call a timeout. The official gave him a timeout. Fielding just kind of laughed. He's like, I call a timeout. I don't know what you're talking about, but all right, we'll take a break. So the score is 12-5. Angoon over Skagway, and Skagway looking good today. You know, in that night game on Thursday night against Angoon, Skagway was exhausted. On a ferry, off the ferry, with very little sleep for these kids, and the tip-off wasn't until, you know, late in the evening on Thursday night. And they were just wiped out. And they came out, and they looked like they were wiped out. And they didn't really look like they were into the game at the beginning. They did make strides. Yesterday's game against Thorne Bayport, the boys looked like they really pulled some things together. And they're gelling as a unit now and coming out and giving Angoon all they've got here in the early goings of this game. Braley gets the inbounds pass. Gets it over into the middle of the court to Ackerman. Ackerman with a jump fake. Shot up. Good. Rebound pulled down by Angoon and a quick up-court pass to Braley Jr., who fires up a shot from about 4 feet and is fouled in the process. Goes behind to shoot two. 41 to go. First quarter, 12-5. The score, and Eagles up over Skagway Anderson. 4 is Dean Braley Jr. Finding shoot two. First shot up. And good. 13-5 now. 2:41. Second shot off the front of the rim, no good, but O'Brien is there for the rebound. That's something you got to watch out for. This kid's everywhere on the court.
And that's called out of bounds. Off of Scadway. Pass from Braley to the interior. Picked off by Ackerman, who's racing to score the ball off the court. And loses it out of control. The ball to O'Brien. O'Brien. And O'Brien lays it up for two. 2-5. Lyle with the ball. Oh, he got his pocket picked by Braley Jr., who comes in for the layup, misses it. Nobody's there to corral the rebound for Skagway. Braley Jr. gets it back, goes up to take his second shot attempt, and is fouled in the process. That's a hustle play right there. Both teams are caught unawares as Braley Jr. Wyatt Belisle had gotten back, but just didn't get back quick enough. And off the front of the rim, after that evening championship looks like a moon, it's a little bit groggy here in the early game. Second shot up by Brady, and off the rim, but just over the top of it, and in. And we'll see if Van Goon gets a little bit of a spurt of energy here, or if they're going to play a little bit lackadaisical today. In the last game, they outgunned Gagway. Significant thing. Maybe they're just taking a little grand take. Let them do it. Ball is tipped out of bounds and action around the half court area by Angoon. Sideline official calls. Belisle's inbound the ball. On the stack, inbound play gets over to Michael Cook. Back over to Colton. Colton unable to handle the pass. Ball on the floor. Ackerman comes up with it. Ackerman, a jump fake. No shot. Gets it over to Colton. Jump fake. And it comes back. Now with the ball for Skagway, trying to get the ball over half court. It comes up, set by Brady. Colton's pass over to the corner to Ackerman, picked off by O'Brien. O'Brien feeds up court to Howard. Howard has the ball picked from him. Lyle tries to get the ball up a little bit to Cook, unable to get it to him. Braley Jr. comes in, shoots a shot, misses. Rebound fought for, out of bounds, off of Lyle. And their passes are getting to the places where they're thrown. Beats it tall and a beautiful pass for O'Brien. Beats it with a high post to O'Brien. A nice little crafty bounce pass down the low post and able to get it down low, but the shot was missed and Gagley's attacking out. Brady attempts to drive. Looks like he had a step on the defender. Unable to keep it in hand. Of an Angoon player out of bounds, Skagway ball. Well, gets it into Wyatt. Wyatt double team and has pocket picked by the crappy point guard Sibley, who gets it up to a cutting Hunter Steve, who traveled on the play. We will not have a basket. He laid it up and in, but traveled before he did it. He was in there, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, down by 8. And the look out really unable to get the layup. Ball comes back down to Skagway. Trying to work it on the left side of the court. And pocket kick again by Braley Jr., who brings it to the length of the court. Mason is fouled on the play. And one situation coming for Angoon. Up. good. Followed by O'Brien on the kicker. Nobody boxed out O'Brien, and you've got to put a body to keep him out of the draft area. And he picked it up again. It is now 19-7. And we'll notice the other way. Ackerman launches up a quick shot. Braley came down with it, launched it. The version of a three-quarter court shot from full court length. That missed, and so we're looking at 19-7. Eagles up over the Skagway Panthers.